Scott Howard led the Beavers to win the basketball championship. Todd Howard punched a guy out and won the boxing championship.
Yay!
But that second movie only has a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes, so we're gonna go back to the basketball thing. Veronica Howard thought she was just a normal teenage girl. But now she's got another 28-day cycle to worry about. Get ready to see Jennifer Jason Leigh star as the newest Teen Wolf.
I love having thick, lustrous hair, but now it's all over my body. My perms are gonna be so expensive.
Straight out of high school, Veronica's been drafted by the WNBA.
The WNBA wants me? Wait, is this the Women's National Basketball Association or the Wolves' National Basketball Association?
The WNBA had better watch out, because Veronica's hungry like the wolf. The Teen Wolf. The Teen Wolf 3.
My weakness may be silver, but you know what the gender wage gap's weakness is? These hairy titties. Ow!
Teen Wolf 3, howling into theaters this fall. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
It's been real.
Yeah, it has been real.
Okay, here I go. Roll
All right, let's do
Why
it.
Why don't you just always give me an exception and have me roll a different kind of dice and you make me do that? All right, it's a freaking one. Are you happy?
-1. I predicted that. Damn.
So the jingle bell, did you throw just one bell or multiple bells?
Just one.
Okay. It plinks off of the werewolf's shoulder, and he seems to kind of retreat back from it. Doesn't seem to do any damage. Maybe if you had lodged it in a wound or something like that, maybe it would have.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Nah.
But he was in fact struck by a silver object, if that matters or not.
Well, you're the DM.
It does. It does matter.
I like these whispers.
Nick! Oh, that's me. I honestly was not joking when I said that.
I can tell.
All right, it's time to bring that springy rapier to full good use.
Springy.
Avast ye! And that is a hit.
Yay!
He's going after the red one, and he again gets to do a sneak attack thanks to good ol' Rafina, because you're next to the werewolf too. So, let's see if he can lay him low. That is 11 with the rapier, and then his sneak attack comes in and does an additional 11, 13, 14, 19. Alrighty. He leans into it, and the rapier goes, and bends up almost in half, and this wolf is not looking good. But he's still alive.
Oh my god.
Batwhack, your turn.
Clobber the green guy.
Clobber in time.
Oh, well, maybe not. 13.
Hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mr. AC 27. Yeah, that's a hit on them. They're not wearing any armor.
13.
Okay.
And clobber him again. It's 13 again to hit.
Hit.
14 damage.
Okay. You crunch into him twice with this silver weapon, sending him reeling backwards, and he's panting hard, bleeding from multiple wounds, but still standing strong. Anything else?
Step on him, step on him. on his toe.
Grappling is an action, right?
It is.
What about stomping?
Yeah.
You could stomp just imperiously. Stop you! That's a free action.
I'm gonna... What if I force feed him this vial that's labeled laughter?
Yeah!
That would be a free action. I mean, not a free action. That would be a full action to do something like that. Sorry.
Right.
Something to think about. There's a dead one next to you. You could think about doing that too.
Yeah, that will help. Do that.
It's still.
Why won't you laugh?
All right, so now I'm done.
Okay, so it's the werewolf's turn, and they both turn and flee.
Ooh. What?
After all that time,
they
didn't let us kill them. That's just inconsiderate.
Where's the kid? Where's the kid? We gotta chase after him, except Will's like, nope, don't do that. I'm just kidding. Split personality over here.
They both take the disengage action so that opportunity attacks are not taken. They are fully in mind to not be hit, and they both start running away to the north.
Shit, we gotta kill them.
They're keeping the child.
Or follow them because they're we should track them, yeah. Because we're looking for someone, right?
Yeah, Nat, the little kid. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I think they ran away because I threw my bell at them.
Probably. That is probably what happened.
I heard a voice from above saying it mattered.
Mm-hmm.
It is Lang's turn.
Okay, but they're
how many are left?
Gone.
There are two. I mean, you could catch one of them, Lank. Your speed's a little less. You could technically run up behind one of them and try to hit them.
I could get the green one?
Correct.
Looks like? Okay, well, mm-hmm. I'm more effective that way than with my light crossbow, so I'm going to try to hit this guy. That is a 20 to hit.
Modified, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, yep, that certainly hits.
And that is 15 damage.
All right. As he's running away, you come down with your maul and strike him in the back, and he goes stumbling forward onto his face and crumples to the ground.
Ah, yes.
So we still got one loose, right?
Correct. And actually, with your speed, you could close the gap. You could move that diagonal, the last step, because you can't split your movement.
Oh my god,
and use
do
your
it.
Second attack.
Oh my god, do
I'm
it!
I'm gonna use my second attack, but I don't have anything else in reserve then, guys, so
if
this doesn't work, I need someone to do something fancy and fun.
Do it!
A natural 20.
Yes! Woo! Awesome!
Alright, seeing as he has 2 hit points left,
oh my god,
why don't you describe what happens?
All right, now, if you picture a bag of flour, Lank, I think I've been dead like 2 or 3 times in this combat.
Yeah.
So he's now pissed off that he keeps dying and being resurrected, and then Rafina takes him out and then heals him, and it's just been a mess. So he catches up to the one and crushes his spine, it sounds like. And just leaps right over him and takes out this one, I think probably brings down his maul, the small of his back, and knocks the bottom of his spine out through his groin.
Whoa! He's gonna be a pee in his own spine! Except he's dead. Yeah. So it doesn't work like that.
Nope.
You don't get to pee or laugh when you're dead, Matt Quack.
I hope that Will actually said all those things.
That's just a threat that I'm going to use in the future. Watch out, or the dwarf will make you pee your own spine later. That's what I'm working on.
And that ends the combat
Holy
with the
shit.
Six werewolves. Yeah.
That was awesome that oh, he freaking man. Ran after them and just... Oh,
with a short
was...
little stubby legs.
Yeah, I know!
It's just as far as, like, as basically as far as he could run.
The rest of us are still just there. Well, I mean, I'm farther away, but they're just...
Will's cleaning his nails.
Yeah.
How are we going to know where the boy is, since now everyone who could lead us to that to them is, are dead? Yeah.
Let's think about that while we take a break.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go pee.
You're right back.
Not your spine.
Not my spine.
So, the corpses of werewolves are strewn about, most of whom are in hybrid form. One is half in, half out of hybrid form. You have survived this roadside ambush. Irina and the little kitty lady come out from around a nearby rock. They're actually closer to the fight than Will was by the end of it.
Hey, shh. Totally not true. I've been there the whole time.
Madeline is still nattering away at you.
Really?
Yep. You haven't answered any of her questions. She wants to know where she is. Where are we? What's going on? Who are they? What are these?
Will just runs away. Forever.
She's faster than you, so good luck.
Man. Okay. I think Will is very dazed. He just kind of walks over to the group again. Like, whoa, Lank, good job.
How are we going to know how to find the kid now? We don't have any werewolves left to follow.
Follow? Well, yeah. I have no idea. Should we just start yelling? Hey, kid! Are you out here?
Do we know his name? Is it Charlie?
It's Nat.
Oh, I forgot. We even said that earlier.
And all our minds are blown when that works and he just appears.
It would have worked in Valaki.
It's just playing hide and seek. Dick!
Nick says, well, I mean, they were both heading that way, and he points to the north.
Oh, practical Nick.
All right.
But I don't know, like, are we up to following them?
I have to take, like, an hour's rest, and I'll have my spells back. So I'm going to sit on this rock, and he sits on a rock, and you guys can do whatever you want while I sit here.
Well, if you're taking a short rest, I may as well hunker down and recharge.
Okay. Well, everybody, yeah, you can take a short rest here while you consider your options.
Okay.
Nick says, I mean, I'm not at the best currently. He's going to spend some healing surges. You all can do that if you'd like as well, or hit dice or whatnot, since you're taking a short rest.
I think I'll spend 3 and try to get some of these hit points back. For a total of 13. That's an unlucky number, but that's going to be the number I'm with, so...
You get to add your constitution modifier to each roll, so...
Then I am up to a grand total of... 36 points.
Yeah. Yay!
I'm doing it for Nick as well. He's going to spend 4.
Ugh. I don't know what you guys were all doing, but I don't even have to spend any. I even fell out of the sky. And did you make me take... You didn't have me have any damage, actually. I don't think... Never mind. Now I'm not going to say
Did
that.
Did I not do that?
I fell onto a pile of feathers. It was amazing. There was a dead goose on the ground, multiple dead geese. I fell onto them, and I was like, ah.
Good thing it was the biggest goose.
It was the biggest goose in all of Valaki, or wherever we are. The wilderness. It was the biggest goose in all of the wilderness.
Yeah, but you're taking a short rest. So you have an hour minimum to talk amongst yourselves.
Ugh.
We have to talk.
Figure out what to do. I could just talk. Man, guys, that was so great. Guys, did you see Lag smash the things with a hammer? And Bathway, you have a hammer too? And it's all silvery? Wow, where did you get that? I didn't even notice.
Rafina? Oh, that reminds me, I want to buy a silver weapon of some sort if we're going to be running into this on a regular basis.
Well, it's a hammer. I mean, like, shouldn't he have the... I mean, he's the hammer guy. Jeez. Hammer. I think Bathrock should sell it to you.
Yeah, Lank, do you want this?
Well,
it does seem like
I feel
it
like
suits
the proportions.
You. Although it's a one-handed.
Unless hammer it's like time. Just a normal size hammer for you, like you would use to put up a wall. That Lank uses a two-handed weapon. Otherwise, I think the maybe a little big for me. The next time we're near a shop, waffle iron, silver thing.
Hey, I got you a waffle
silver
iron.
Silver waffle iron.
Silver waffle iron. There, you see? Two birds, one stone.
We totally got you a waffle iron from the mayor's house.
Oh, that's right. We did do that.
Can we
I didn't
get...
think of it because we didn't actually buy it. I think we just sort of lifted it.
Wait, where did Blinsky go? Did he run away?
He didn't come with you.
He's in Velaki.
He's back in Velaki.
Maybe he can make us a silver hammer that poisons people who use it or something.
I would expect a hammer that you get from a toy maker to be the kind of thing you hit someone and it squeaks.
Mm-hmm. And a duck comes out of it.
Right. I'm thinking something more effective against werewolves.
Oh, that's no fun.
While we're talking about items, you do have a few things, Lank, maybe not silvered.
I do. I have the holy symbol that I am now wearing.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to again go over what it said in your mind? Oh, you have the printout. The computer
I have
typed
my possession. The holy symbol with the message that connects it with crests and grave roses. I have a bag of beans. Like, it's shorthand, but I've got a wand, I've got a magic rod, and I've got the jug with all the ports on it.
He's got wands, rods, and jugs.
Mm-hmm. And beans.
Is there honey in that jug?
Is there honey? Yes, because we refilled the honey.
That's right.
Yes. So maybe Lank wants to look at his stuff?
Yeah, do you want to try to either show those to people or...
Oh, sure, since we're just sitting around.
Them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
we have some
Bathwack has seen some of these.
Let's do some show and share.
Let's do some show and share. Show and tell. Let's see, I'm going to reach in at random and say, hey, folks, what do you think about this wand? All right, you're all bored. I'm going to put that back. What do you think about bags of beans?
Are we bidding? I'll give you one copper penny.
No, we're not bidding. We're looking for feedback.
Can we look at them? Can
this
I?
This is
can
all
I...
the stuff that I stole from the mayor's attic.
Yeah, I think that technically makes it mine, Lank. Anyway, no. Can I look at the wand?
In what way?
I'm the mayor! Make it...
And I just quit crying.
Oh, no!
I didn't quit the recording.
What?
Oh, wait, do we have to... Oh, they can join this call? Okay, good.
Well, no, we get to vote on it. Do we want to allow the Dungeon Master to take the reins again?
Yeah, well, you guys were gone. We changed everything.
Did I ever have the reins?
This is now a democratically governed game. Every decision made by the DM has to be voted on.
It's no longer the Dungeon Master. It's the Dungeon Public Servant.
The Dungeon Plurality must speak.
Yes!
All right, sorry. I think Will was saying, because I'm the mayor! That's why it belongs to me.
And that's when you hung up.
Yeah.
That's when you were so insistent that you hung up.
I'm not even close to the hang up button. It was you!
I just quit Chrome outright. All
right, anyway.
Okay, well then I'm going to pull out, hey folks, check out my wand.
Can I hold one and take it out? Or take it out?
You want to hold my wand, Will? That's disgusting.
Yeah, any of them. Did you whatever you first take, if you hand them around.
The first thing I took out was the wand.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it and do whatever roll, Arcana or something. Mm-hmm. Arcana roll. All right.
Because Bathwack, okay, I'm trying to remember.
19.
I'm not sure Bathwack saw the magical rod. I showed him the jug, I showed him the wand.
19 plus 1.
I showed him the holy symbol.
Yeah, I don't think you showed him anything else. I think he was back in the room at that point.
Yeah, I didn't see anything else.
20. All
right. Hey, Bathwack, what do you think of this rod? You can handle my rod while Will handles my wand.
He has multiple!
All right, Will, you are able to tell just somehow inherently. You have no idea why you know anything about magic. But this is
just that my locket glows and I get some kind of feeling from it.
More than a feeling.
And I'm holding Lank's wand!
That'd be a lot more than a feeling.
Lank's wand is in fact called a wand of secrets.
Ooh.
Oh.
The wand has three charges.
Okay.
While holding it, you can use an action to expend a charge, and if a secret door or trap is within 30 feet of you, the wand pulses and points at the one nearest to you.
Whoa!
The wand regains 1d3 expended charges daily at dawn.
Okay, I say all of that, especially stuff with the dice. I'm like, hey, roll a dice. I don't know what I'm saying.
I actually knew all that, but I didn't tell you because it was a secret. So, question. Can someone who is not magically inclined use a wand?
Correct.
Oh, really? Okay, anyone. So I could actually be a magical... I think I'm the only person in this party who doesn't have any scrap of magic.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. So, awesome. Well, then, Bathwack, what do you think of that there rod?
I have no idea. I should investigate it or something.
Yeah, do either an Arcana check or a Religion check.
I don't know a damn thing. I rolled a 3.
Okay. Doesn't look familiar to you. I mean, it looks like it's some sort of a focus for a spellcaster or something like that. It has some odd runes etched into it. But yeah, that's about all you know.
I have no idea, Link. Here you go.
I want to reach for it. Gimme, gimme.
Any thoughts, Will?
Gimme, gimme. I was so fortunate with my first roll.
All right, so you grab...
You can't get enough of my rod and wand.
You take the rod...
One more quick question about the wand, and maybe we don't know this, but how do you reach... You said 3 charges?
Yes, it has 3 charges.
How do you
charges.
Recharge a wand?
The wand regains 1d3 expended charges daily at dawn.
Oh.
Do you take the rod?
Yeah, I take it from that point. To check it out.
All right,
yeah.
As soon as you touch this rod, your amulet warms up.
My amulet? I don't even have one. Do I suddenly have an amulet now? Oh my god. I grow an amulet.
That's a nice amulet, Will. Where did you get that?
I don't know.
It's an amulet of wiseassery. It explains so much.
All right. Sorry. Okay.
So you like
this. So what
this.
Did you say? It glows and it was
like,
happy?
Not glows, but it warms. Similar warms. To when you were...
Oh, never mind. So my comment before was stupid. It didn't glow before, but now it's glowing. Or, sorry, warms. I said it before as a...
Yeah, you said it as a joke, but it's...
I wasn't trying to say it as a joke. I was just trying to help, be helpful, like why I would know it.
Right.
But it wasn't helpful because it was wrong. Sorry.
It pleasantly warms against your skin.
It's a 13.
Right. This is... a rod that is specifically, was probably crafted by a warlock. It is called a Rod of the Pact Keeper.
Okay. What is he packed in?
While you possess this rod, you gain a bonus to spell attack rolls, a +1 to all spell attack rolls, and it adds 1 to your saving throw DCs of warlock spells.
Oh.
In addition... you can regain 1 warlock spell slot as an action while holding this rod, once per long rest.
Lank!
Well, none of that sounds the least bit applicable to me, so I'd open that one up. I would probably take the wand, since I'm magically impaired, but the rod sounds like pretty much anybody else would be able to use, because it's all magical.
I think Will is like, hey, can I have this? It seems like I might be able to use it.
Well, if you can use it, go for it.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Thank you. Lank you.
Lank you. Lank you very much.
This next one isn't as, well, maybe it is interesting. I don't know. It's a bag of beans.
Woo! Oh.
I know, right?
Who's hungry?
I want it.
But since the first two things have been like, fancy. Maybe this is a fancy bag of beans. Who here can detect fancy?
Detect fancy? I bet I could.
Here, he tosses you the bag of beans.
Well, I think Rafina wanted them, so... I'll...
Give me back my wand and take my sack.
I'll let Rafina check them out first.
Here, Rafina, you can hold my sack while I grab my wand back.
Delightful.
By the way, Lank is completely oblivious to all of the secondary meaning.
Oh my god, if he's actually saying that out loud, Will loves all of these jokes. He's laughing. He's just giggling. Oh, it's great. That's
Lank just thinks you're happy that the combat's over, so he's not really paying attention.
Well, Rafina takes one bean out and cracks it between your teeth.
Don't break.
Oh god!
Okay. It,
explodes? The end? No more Rafina.
I get the sense that he had no anticipation whatsoever of you doing that.
I know, really.
You crack it open between your teeth, roll I don't think you've ever done this. Roll a percentile die.
Oh, God.
I've never done this. Yes. Does it involve the four?
No, it involves both of your d10s. One has single digits and one has double digits.
Jeez, 29.
All right.
Okay. Am I dead?
All right. You bite into the bean, and it is like you start to crack into it, but then it is like you are biting stone.
Ah.
Well, okay. Well, you guys, these beans, they definitely need to be soaked before we turn them into soup.
Well,
what do they taste like?
Pumice.
I'm assuming you don't swallow it.
I'm just testing them out.
No, totally. If you pull it out, it looks like a stone eye.
What?
Like there's an eyeball in it?
Like,
or it is an eyeball.
It is an eye.
Oops, you guys. I'm not sure I should have done that.
What is that?
Yeah.
Well, it seems to be an eye. Can it see me? Is it moving around?
No, it is just an immobile eye.
It's kind of funny that it looks like an eye.
Did it change size? Like it blew up into an eye, or it was small?
It's roughly the same size.
And then it changed into an eye.
How big was the bean?
Like the size of like a lima bean.
Oh, a little bigger. Okay. Does somebody else want to give this like an arcana check?
Well, I want to
call it that.
I want Rafina to roll let's make it a nature check.
All right. Six.
You don't really know what kind of beans these are. And upon closer look, they actually seem to be different types of beans. But you know enough to think that you probably would. These don't seem normal. And you think that if you were to try to figure out what they do, you would have a better chance of doing so via planting them versus eating them.
Okay.
You seem like planting beans.
Does anyone have a trowel?
I think you do.
Oh, you're right!
That bean must have taken a lot out of her.
It cracked her tooth and her brain.
All right, so Rafina stoops down in the ground, and right where she's standing, she starts to dig, first with her hands, and then she reaches into her tinderbox, roots around, throws it to side, it goes to her terrarium, roots through it a little bit, pulls out her trowel and her spade and her hoe, and sticks a couple of the beans in the ground and pats it all together.
So you put the beans in the ground. All right. Nothing happens.
Okay, well, I've been misled.
Do we need to water it?
All right, I'm going to create water then.
Cool.
10 gallons, right?
Up to.
Okay. I didn't know.
It's a switch. It's either dry or 10 gallons.
I just remembered 10 gallons. I just like to say, just watered.
So, and I'm going to sing a little growing prayer at the same time.
Aww.
Go, 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 go! Everybody grow now! Every beanie grow now!
Every beanie grow now!
Oh, that's man. Amazing. All right. So, when the water hits the soil above where you had planted the beans, the ground glows and trembles, and then is still. But it's still glowing faintly.
What?
It's radioactive. All right. Bethwack, what do you think this means, fellow spiritual person?
Oh, Bethwack was trying to pray, and you just distracted him.
No, he wasn't. He was probably asleep. Lies.
He was, but oh well. What just happened?
The beans. I put some in the ground, and I watered them, and they started to glow. See the glow?
Oh. Nice.
Oh, useless. Jeez. Everyone is taking this hour rest very literally.
Rafina, roll another D100.
All right. 81.
Okay. Roughly 60 seconds after the water hit the soil, as you're talking with Bathwack, The ground trembles again, and then sprouting up from the ground is a nest of 7 eggs.
Ooh!
What?
Hmm.
Oh my god, this is so weird.
Hey, Will, can you ask your new animal friend, who I know all about, but we'll talk about that later.
What?
Can you ask your new animal friend about these eggs?
He looks suspiciously at Madeline and at Rafina, like, what do you mean you know all about her? Okay.
Focus, Will. We'll talk about it later.
Are you telling people about me what that I don't know?
What are you even talking about?
Stop fighting!
Ah! Can she hear you?
Yes.
Oh my god, she can hear you! That's what he says out loud, if she really says that.
Who can hear what?
You can hear that?
I could hear it.
I can hear you.
No, can she hear you?
What?
Are you talking about me?
You.
Who's on first?
Who?
Oh, God.
Are you talking about little kitty?
Oh, no. Oh, all your girl voice is coming out again. She asked you to look at the... What? I don't think you know anything, Mad. I don't think you know anything about this. Do you? Sorry, excuse me. Are you...
I don't know anything. Typical Billy.
What? When did I say that? Absolutely.
Oh, can we call you Billy too?
No! What? Stop listening! Command! Command you! I can't do that spell.
Nope. You can't.
So, that is untrue and unfair and just, I don't think you know anything about magic, do you?
No, but you said I didn't know anything.
I meant about magic, obviously.
No. I don't know anything about magic.
She doesn't know anything about magic. And he sits with his arms crossed, like, all the joy from receiving the wand leaves his face.
Rod.
Oh, I got the rod. Rod. Sorry, I got the rod.
Mm-hmm. Let's get our phalluses straight here.
Phalline.
Too late. Anyway, go on.
There's some eggs sitting on the ground in a nest.
All right.
Anyone hungry for breakfast? We have bean soup and eggs. Just kidding. All right. Well, I've got a feeling these are going to hatch eventually. Do we want to sit around and wait for them to hatch? Or do we want to sit around on them and wait for them to hatch?
That sounds like something you would do. Right? No.
Well, I'm not really big enough to sit on all of these eggs.
Yeah. How big is the nest? Is it like a bird's? Did you say like a bird's? Sorry.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're not like little robin's eggs. They're not quite as big as like a chicken's egg, but they're... You would think they look, if you came across them not having sprouted up magically from the ground, that it looks like some sort of bird's nest with bird's eggs in it.
Do you think that the boy is in one of these eggs? Should we open them?
No.
How can you be sure, Will? You said you don't know anything about magic.
Why don't you crack one open and find out?
No, because I might be killing something that might be alive in there.
Ugh, is there a way to candle the egg? Who knows anything about farm stuff? I don't. Not me.
And now candle is a verb, too!
Yeah, egg candling. Yeah, that's something they do. To see if there's something fertilized.
Well, we were giving free advice on chicken rearing to these people months ago.
Yeah.
Who was? Me?
No, it was my weird...
We were talking about that somebody was like, you know, if...
It was me.
Yeah.
I was talking about how we should use the relic that produces sunlight to expose chickens to sunlight, and then they could make more eggs, and that could be our business. We could be selling eggs. We could have an omelet stand. And now we have a waffle maker, so we could make waffles and eggs for everyone. You guys, my business plan is going to work! It is going to be great. We just gotta do it.
I will invest.
Bathwack, are they your eggs? You are a lizard. Check them out. That's what Will says.
Oh, wow.
Are they your children?
Bathwack opens his eyes. It appears like he was trying to pray again. What?
Oh, God.
No, those aren't my eggs.
Yeah, they are.
He closes his eyes.
They totally are.
What kind of eggs are there? You're a professional because you belong to an egg-laying family.
Right.
That's racist.
Rafina stamps her foot. Speak!
Why is he saying nothing?
He He's trying to pray.
What?
I'm talking to you!
What did you say? I really didn't hear anything.
Smoke is coming out of Rafina's nose. What kind of eggs are they? Do something to find out!
Why don't I check and see if I know what those eggs are?
All right, give me a nature check.
Yeah, I'm going to have no idea what those are. I have a 4.
Okay. You do not think they are reptile eggs. They're probably some sort of bird egg.
Is that just all what right. he thinks, or is that all
Well,
the
they're not reptile eggs.
Well, I guess that's reassuring.
Okay.
Rafina picks one up and holds it to the sun. She's sunning the egg.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no sun around here, really. can't you people make sunlight?
That's true.
Shine the holy light through the egg.
Seems like unnecessarily
complicated. Do it! I can cast light. Wait, I'll just cast. Fine. Wait, but I don't know what that is. So I made that suggestion, but Will has no idea what candling an egg is, probably. He's not raised on a farm.
Well, they're talking about holding it up to the sunlight.
What is that? Yeah. Why are you holding it up to the sunlight?
Well, Will, let me tell you some information about eggs. If you hold it up to a source of light, then you might see an inscription on the shell that tells you what's inside.
All right. Sounds not true. Okay. I'm going to just, since I'm probably holding that rod, I'm just going to cast light on the rod and hold it up to the egg.
Okay.
So blinding Rafina yep. as I...
Chicken lady, what happens when you hold... I don't actually know anything about candling an egg.
It's how you can tell whether there's like a heartbeat or like a heart inside. Like you can tell whether an egg is fertilized. Yeah.
Do you know like what it looks like so that I could describe it one way or the other?
Oh God, no, I've never actually done it myself. I just know All right. that that's how people tell.
Thusly, the DM described to you the exact appearance of a non-fertilized egg when held up to a light source.
Oh, so maybe Thanks. It makes food. Maybe these beans are a way to make different kinds of food. Although you put a couple of beans in the ground.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Well, couple doesn't necessarily mean two. It was, you know, maybe 3 or 4.
Well, cool. I don't know how long we're supposed to be sitting around trying to figure out this.
As long as you would.
I like these puzzle solving sessions.
Could we see a yolk inside? Can you see a yolk inside?
Can you if you look through an egg?
I think that's the point. I'll look it up.
Yes, if you can, then yes, you did.
You see a yolk, yeah. Like a circle, a circular shape, and then uh-huh. it looks like a typical egg. Mm-hmm. Not that Will knows what he's looking at, but Rafina might.
Yeah.
Rafina says, oh, this might be a phoenix egg.
Ooh.
Or a chickadee.
Hmm. Well, we could just put them in your terrarium. Is everyone rested?
Or do we want to eat them?
Oh, God. I don't... Mm.
What do we do?
I didn't like the bean when I bit onto it, so I'm probably not going to like the eggs. That's just the way it works.
All right.
They're definitely the same thing.
Madeline, eat the egg. Just kidding. Sorry that you have to follow my directions.
That's not funny, Will.
I think it's pretty funny.
What's wrong with you? Explain what's going on!
Explain what's going on. I'm not, this is...
Hello, my name is Rafina. Who are you?
What? I'm Madeline.
Oh, yes, I know.
What?
But we just haven't been properly addressed. I mean, what's the word?
Introduced.
Thank you.
I don't even know the word.
Don't make fun of me, Madeline.
But... you bitch.
you know who I am, but... If you and she turns back to you,
Will's just
you've
putting
been
his head
talking
in his hand.
About me. Who are these people? These weird people.
Hey,
can he understand her? Can everyone hear her?
Yeah, she's talking out loud right now.
Oh my god, she's just talking out loud. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize. I thought it was like a mental thing. Holy fuck. Sorry, everyone. I would have. What? Wait, what was the question? Sorry.
You're telling these weird people about me.
I didn't tell them anything about you. Zero things about you. How about you just zip it?
Well, this little person says she knows me.
I'm not that little.
She doesn't say anything anymore.
And Will just sits there satisfied and also looking very guilty, but satisfied.
Will, you look guilty but satisfied. Can you please let Madeline speak again so that we could have a conversation?
Well, what do you want to know about Madeline?
No, I don't need to know anything about her. I know all about her. I just thought it would be nice for us to all get to know each other.
What do you mean you know all about her? What do you mean you know all about her?
I had a vision.
Oh, visions again.
Mm-hmm.
And Will walks away and tells Madeline to come with him. He's going to rest over here.
I sure hope the eggs hatch in the meantime.
Anything else anybody wanted to accomplish or say or complain about over this hour break?
Has Bathwack finally gotten 10 minutes of okay. 10 minutes of uninterrupted prayer?
I think
oh,
so.
That's what that is. Okay.
What does that mean, Paladin?
I'd like to cast this fine steed and summon a warhorse.
Okay.
Whoa.
Cool. Fine steed. That is a very cool spell. All right. So you cast fine steed with your prayers. You guys are all just thinking. Bathwack's just mumbling his religious mumbo jumbo over there. So, all right.
I'm going to summon a celestial warhorse if that's okay with you.
That is definitely okay with me.
Because... What the hell is going on? What does that mean?
All right. Out of the woods to the south walks a majestic celestial warhorse. Bathwack, why don't you describe what it looks like?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a magnificent steed. It's tall. It's it has a, you know, flowing mane, and it's green like everything else I do.
It's a green horse?
I
shoot it with an Eldritch.
And I mean, it's
terrifying. What the hell? It's Bucephalus. Yeah. It's green cephalus.
Green cephalus.
Sorry, I don't really do that.
Yeah, but I mean, it has, you know, as a saddle itself, it's ready to ride. I don't think they come with armor or anything like that.
No, I don't believe so.
Oh my god. I'm just waiting for some green being to come out of the woods with it. Like, who is its rider? Who is this horse for? Like, is it obvious that it's your horse? Like,
it has a big tag on it that says "To Bathwack."
From
the mystical green spirits.
Will uses prestidigitation and makes it say Will.
To Will! It's my horsey! Yay!
That you're terrified of.
Yeah, so there it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how it works. Whether I... Ah, good.
Like where the on button is?
No, yeah, no.
Put a quarter in it.
I don't even have to talk. So I'll just say to it without speaking to approach me and I'll just put my hand on it.
Okay. Yeah, it lowers its head to your hand. Not too far, you're pretty tall. And this is, in fact, your war horse.
Whoa.
I command it to eat something out of Will's backpack.
No! I don't have a backpack. It's just eating my back.
It comes out with a mouthful of gold and electrum coins.
No!
Bad horsey.
It eats money. Oh, crap. So when he's like, obviously, it's like, what is that? What do you do? What is this for? What?
I don't know, but I seem to be able to, I just felt like I'd be able to do this, and it worked.
All
right. I've been hoping that I could ride my horse again in combat. I guess the gods have answered me.
Well, you didn't ask the gods about the egg for me, and now I know where your priorities lie.
A war horse for use in a land where we're constantly fighting for our lives, or magic bean eggs. Good priorities, Bathwack.
They're your magic bean eggs, Link. What else do you know about them?
I know that they came in this bag. Link puts all his stuff back in the bag, except for the rod, which has gone to Will.
Yes, thank you.
No more exploration of the jug?
Oh, right, the jug. Here's a jug. It is covered with holes, and each hole has a different substance that pours out of it. Such as honey, as we discovered back in the mansion.
You think that's the case. You might suspect that. You've only ever uncorked the one hole that has a cork with a bee etched into it.
Oh, what are the other ones? Whoa.
I thought we had opened more. Okay.
Nope.
Right, because we had expected bees to come out of it. Mm-hmm. What are the other symbols? That I should at least be able to tell on my own without somebody else's assistance.
Got it. So they're simple sort of line drawings, sort of carved into lightly into the these large flat corks. There is a bee, which you know. There is an egg. There is a skull. There is a what looks like a puddle with wavy lines coming up from it. There is an olive, an apple, a teardrop, waves, grapes, like a bunch of grapes, and what looks like a, I don't know the correct word to refer to this, but a hop or hops.
Oh, hops, yeah. Okay.
A thing of hops.
A thing of hops.
A bunch of hops.
Some
A murder of hops. I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly that one.
So there are 10 different corks, and those are the different symbols on them.
Maybe we should put the eggs into the spout that's marked egg.
They would fit.
How about we uncork the egg and see if anything comes out?
Maybe it's salt and pepper to put onto the eggs to eat.
That's possible.
Everybody dance now at CNC Music port. Factory, not salt and pepper.
I'm just spitballing.
Okay,
here,
if
yeah,
honey comes out of the bee port, what would come out of just like, I guess, liquid egg whites? egg substitute? I don't know. I will uncork the egg and gently pour, like holding it right over the ground in case like eggs fall out. I don't want them to break. So I just like right over the ground, very gently try to pour if there's liquid in there, see what's in there.
All right. You start to pour out, and out comes this rather thick, viscous substance. It is like an off-white, starts oozing out of the jug onto the ground.
Egg whites?
So it is egg whites, okay.
It's egg beaters.
It's not the same, it is definitely not egg whites. It's thicker than that. It's not the same color either. It is opaque.
Mm. Ew. Oh, it's the stuff that's in the middle of a Cadbury egg.
Does anybody know what that is?
I'm not touching it, says Rafina.
I didn't ask you if you would touch it. I asked, do you know what it is?
I was just clarifying.
If you smell it, it smells a little vinegary.
Like Bernays sauce?
It's not Bernays sauce.
No.
Hollandaise?
How about Hollandaise?
Yeah. No, it's not that either.
You go with Eggs Benedict.
It's thicker than either of those.
What in the F?
How about we take one of the magic eggs and put it in this fluid and see if anything happens?
Oh, God.
How about everybody make a... What's the right check for this?
A cooking check?
How about just...
Condiment check?
How about the one that everybody's thinking, is it semen check?
I was going to say mucus. Thank you very much.
That's disgusting.
Says the guy who suggested semen.
All right. Let's. Why not call it a survival check? I don't know.
All right. Six.
9.
17.
All right. Bathwack and Lank, upon close inspection, you're able to identify this as mayonnaise.
What?
No.
Mayonnaise,
which is made from eggs.
Yes, that's so. I didn't know mayonnaise existed in Dungeons and Dragons. Interesting. What a weird item.
So, like, okay. So we've got bee. Bee is honey. Egg is mayo. Skull.
Poison.
Oh, it's, no! It's hot sauce.
Jello. Jello. you make jello from bone.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be hot sauce.
Puddle with wavy lines.
Stinky butt sauce.
Let's hope not.
It's got to be something
olive
stinky.
Might just be olive oil. Apple could be applesauce.
Yeah.
Teardrop.
Water. Just water, probably. Right?
See if it's water.
There's teardrops and waves.
Can we smell it?
I know. There's teardrops and waves and wavy lines.
Okay, let's just go through the whole thing. Let's start. Well, I'm a little nervous about the skull, but I'm going
to
do it anyway.
I want Lank to smell all the holes.
I pour them on the ground. So I uncork skull and go through the same motion.
All right. You uncork skull. A clear liquid pours out very briefly and stops.
Uh-oh.
I think maybe about a half an ounce.
There's no more of it, or like it stops in midair?
No, like there's no more of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oops.
Can we try to identify that clear liquid, or is there not even enough to identify?
Can we scoop it up and put it back in?
It's just onto the ground.
Does it burn a hole in the ground?
No.
Can we try a survival check again?
Sure.
That's only an 8 for me.
5.
8.
12.
All right. Are you just all, like, looking at it and smelling it and stuff? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, all examining it. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I smell the hole? Like, I gotta keep saying that, but I mean...
Smell Lank's jug hole.
Can I smell Lank's
jug hole? I mean, knock yourself out if that's what you're into, but...
There's no smell to it. It looks to be, upon all inspection, you would get your best guess is water.
Coming out of the poison one, or the skull one?
The skull.
Totally poison. It didn't smell like anything. It looks like water.
It's iocane powder.
Ah!
Ah. There's another reference.
All right, before you pour anything out, I have an empty bottle. So you could pour something into a bottle, and we could pour it back in.
Oh, if only we'd known this earlier.
Well, I didn't know you were going to keep pouring stuff out on the ground.
I told everyone that's what I was doing.
Well, I'm sulking with my sister over in the corner.
Hopefully that wasn't the key to our getting out of here.
Yeah. Oh, Will starts to cry.
Let's try the puddle with wavy lines next.
Okay. You start pouring that. It is a fluid with the same viscosity as water pours out. It is bright green.
Whoa.
And it is steaming.
Pea soup.
Can I smell it?
You can smell it.
Okay. What's it smell like?
It smells very, very, very astringent, like very, like smelling ammonia.
Whoa. So it's ammonia?
It doesn't look like any ammonia you've ever seen.
Okay.
Like I said, it's bright green and, steaming.
I mean, I pass the bottle around if anyone wants to smell it.
It has a very astringent smell to it.
That was the word I was thinking about.
That's the word you said.
Yeah, you did say it. Yeah.
Great!
Witch hazel. No?
It's not witch hazel.
Okay.
Witch hazel is astringent.
It is. Something just occurred to me, though. We're going to pour this back in, but then, like, we're gonna cross-contaminate, folks. Lank was a chemist before he came out of the dirt.
Well, I have 2 empty bottles, and if Rafina can fill one with water, we could at least rinse it out.
That's true. We could also hope that, like, the grapes would be wine and the hops would be beer.
Yeah, if we can smell those, if they're obviously smelling of something before we pour it out... How about that?
Olives, olive oil. I'm thinking olive oil for olives.
Yeah, it's got to be oil. It's got to be wine or grape juice or something. So can we smell the holes that we think that we're like, come on, that's...
You can smell as many holes as you
want. Okay, come on. Let's start with grapes.
All right, smell the grapes. Smells like wine.
All right, wine. Cool.
Fan-freaking-tastic. I'll let some... Lank doesn't like the smell of beer, so he hands it over to someone else. Does that smell like beer to you, Bathwack? Are you still praying over your horse?
No, I'll smell.
It smells like beer.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right. I almost drink it. Oh.
You go through the motion. It's pulled out of your hands before you get it. Aww. Sad turtle face. All right. You said the olive?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does smell like olive oil.
Hey, we're pretty good at this. Apple. I'm thinking maybe a cider? Or applesauce.
It smells like vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. Yeah. All right.
Got a little kitchen going on here.
Yeah.
So the teardrop and the waves are the two that are like, the waves might smell like salt water. Actually, the tears could smell like salt water,
too. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
So let's find out. Okay. What does the waves smell like?
It smells like salt water.
Yeah, all right.
Ooh, what does the tears smell like?
Nothing.
Water.
Weeping. Should we try to pour out the tears? Teardrop? Into your flask?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Pour it into the other one that wasn't used.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's no cross-contamination.
Cool. Pours out, looks like water.
Okay. Well, Madeline, drink this. Just kidding, don't do it.
Will!
Oh,
that's not a funny joke!
It's not a funny joke? Yeah, well, I'm not going to let you die. So how do we find out if it's water or not? I guess we could just assume. All right, I'm not going to drink
it. Let's put it back for now.
Okay.
What do you do? Did you pour the other one back in?
I poured everything back in, but the one that was poisoned or whatever.
So that's it then. I think that's all of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So mystery solved, gang.
So where are we going? Says Nick. Do we really think we want to seek out the place where more of these guys might be?
Well, if nothing else, we should stop by somewhere that where I can refill on skull liquid. Because that's the only one of these things that is not full right now.
Maybe it's spinal fluid.
Ooh, yeah, gross.
What does spinal fluid smell like?
Oh, I don't know. Spine. Pee. Oh. Pee and spine.
Spine pee.
Yeah, there's a dead werewolf who you go smell. Yeah. See? Or you could extract some and just pour it back in there. Hope that's what it was.
I don't want to risk contaminating. Yeah, Nick, to answer your question, let's go find Nat. And I have to assume that he's like with werewolves.
How many more werewolves do you think there are, Will says?
Several.
I'm convinced, but I think we need to get some... I think we need some silver weapons.
Oh, that is...
Yes.
Yeah. Crap, this kid's murdered already. He's probably already murdered. It was yesterday.
We can't be far from Kresk, right? Says Nick.
As long as we're going west.
Does anyone have a compass?
I don't think so.
There's a road.
Haven't we been walking in a straight line this whole time?
Yeah, you're always walking west, remember? No matter which way you walk, it's west. And Nick says, so what do we think? So they absconded with this kid. Like, do they just want to kill him? Wouldn't they have just killed him?
Probably it's a fate worse than death.
Maybe he's a werewolf now. Maybe we already killed him, guys. Maybe he's one of these werewolves. Oh, well.
Did he have any identifying marks that we could check these werewolf corpses for?
He must have not been wearing knee pads.
Yeah.
He wore knee pads.
Yeah, do the pants have holes for knee pads in them?
Well, the one guy, when he de-werewolfed, turned into an ugly naked man. So that wasn't him.
Unlikely, yeah. Mm.
These all seemed like, unless... When you're a kid
what
and you become a
we should have asked sooner.
When you're a kid and you become a werewolf, unless you become like an adult sized werewolf, none of these were child sized werewolves.
Hmm. We should the kid's probably not dead. The kid's probably being used for something horrific because all children in this land are being used for horrific things.
Irina, when you were talking or when you overheard stuff in the church about some kind of werewolves, some kind of Kresk, some kind of something, did you hear anything about specific children? Like, did you hear that they're taking children? Does it sound like...
There were disappearances of
children.
Yes.
Just children.
That's what the stories were saying, at least. I don't know if that's just...
Well,
you know,
children are probably extra delicious, guys.
I mean, that might have been the most newsworthy, clickbaity type of rumors to be passed around. The children disappearances.
All right. Well, we need silver stuff. Because if we're going to be able to get... I mean, how quickly do you think we could get silver stuff? Nobody has anything of worth in this land, though. Man, we're screwed.
There's the Abbey in Kresk. Maybe they have silver? I don't know. Abbeys are fancy.
I'm willing to contribute some of my silver coins to this endeavor. If we just need something pointy made of silver, I can melt down a few of my coins.
Yeah, I have got some too. I am willing to do that for sure.
Think of it as buying life insurance.
Yep.
All right. Onward to Kresk.
Okay. Yeah. And so you all head down the road, leaving these corpses strewn about. The little cat lady is right at your heels, Rafina.
And Rafina's asleep.
I'm not. I'm here.
You pull Rafina along. She's asleep in her wagon, sprawled over her terrarium, keeping the eggs warm.
Aww.
I'm assuming you take the eggs with you.
She's got her arms wrapped around them. She's very protective of them.
And you head down the road, and off in the distance, you see this outcropping appear through the mists. And you must be close to Kresk, because it looks like this large stone building has been erected ages ago. It looks weather-worn atop a rise above the forest, and you can make out just barely a winding path leading up to it. Hmm. And faintly, you can hear the sound of a bell tolling.
Whoa.
Dong. Dong. Dong.
That is a really sad bell. Dong.
The end.
The dong. End. It's a dented bell.
It's a bell that's lined with felt.
Yeah.
Dong.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.